Very often, when difficulties come on our way, very many of us ask the question, why does God send us these temptations? The gospel beautifully narrates before us, Jesus was tempted by the devil. Temptations comes from the devil. God only test us. We are in the second Sunday of the Lent. We are invited through very Eucharistic celebration during the season of Lent to reflect over a particular aspect of our lives. Today, we are presented with that aspect of listening attentively to God. Obedience is the word used for that. The word obedience means to listen attentively to God. Through the first reading from the book of Genesis, we read the life of Abraham, who was tested by God. A man who once upon a time was well settled in geographically and physically in his life is now totally unsettled by God. God asked him to leave the country and go to a place which he has not even defined well before him. In order to understand that the plan and will of God in his life. Abraham listens attentively to the words of God, and thereby he becomes the father of faith. Dear brothers and sisters, as all of us are well aware of the story of Abraham, a man who was very old but did not have a child in his life. But finally, through the gracious presence of God, he is able to have a child for himself through Sarah, his wife. But later we see God tells him to go to Mount Moriah and there sacrifice your only son for my sake. What a test it is. He went to the Mount Moriah with his only son, and there he wishes to kill his son in order to obey the word of God. Isaac himself is not very sure as to whom the sacrifice animal is. When they reached the mount, and when Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son, God interferes with him and tells him, "It is enough. I am proud of the faith you have in me. Do not kill your son." In certain times, God tests the depths of our faith. This aspect of faith dimension of Abraham has a relevance even today in our life. In moments of unfortunate situations, when we are not able to define the meaning of our life, are we able to look up to the heavens and define for ourselves that God will define the meaning of my life? Perhaps that is the message that Abraham is giving to each one of us. Give up yourself, self-defined of God and his plan, and rely totally on his divine plan. Don't be overbothered or don't be over-anxious about your life. Leave your life to God. Ask him to mold my life according to his will. Today's gospel passage brings before us that beautiful incident of the transfiguration of Jesus. Together with him, Jesus takes three disciples, Peter, James, and John, who are always accompanying Jesus. They were also there when Jesus gave life to the daughter of Jairus, are now present with him to see this wonderful incident of the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus now is the Mount Tabor together with the disciples. Mark says suddenly Jesus' whole expression changed. The appearance of Jesus became totally glorified, a foretaste of the post-resurrectional experience of the person of Christ by the disciple is already shown to them through this transfiguration. Jesus, in his glorified presence, in the presence of his disciples, there comes a beautiful voice that comes from heaven. "This is my beloved son. Listen to him attentively," which means obey him what he says. Secondly, we see two persons coming near to Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Moses is the symbol of law. Elijah is a symbol of prophets. Both these have come to the conclusion with the presence of Jesus Christ. In a symbolic aspect, Jesus is the fulfillment of law and the prophets. The fullness of God is present through the Son of Jesus Christ before us. The transfiguration, which is leading to a transformative aspect of our life, of the disciples who encounters Jesus in his glorified manner. My dear brothers and sisters, we cannot expect Jesus to be in his glorified presence. We need to see Jesus, the human, here in our midst and listen attentively to his words. Certain times when difficulties and struggles come in our way, we challenge God himself. "Why is God giving me these temptations and difficulties in my life?" Remember, God never gives you temptation. God only tests how deep are you in your faith. Please don't run away from your problems and difficulties because you have a faithful God. Ask his help faithfully. He will come down to your problem because he is our Savior. What we need is a strong faith in him. So, dear brothers and sisters, through this Lenten season, we should ask ourselves a question. You should always ask yourself again and again, how deep is my faith? How deep is my faith? Amen.